We're back, finally. And they've all been waiting for this for weeks and weeks. Fucking hell, it's been a long couple of weeks, hasn't it? January.
He's made it about 4 seconds before he swears.
When was that a problem?
Since we have people's like Jake sort of age listening.
Oh yeah, that's a good point actually.
2021, new year, new me.
I haven't actually heard that this year. I'm surprised.
You have not.
Have you deleted a local skits off Facebook?
We're going to do a little section on what's happened since we've been gone. But to be honest, I don't think there's been a lot. Not that we live incredibly boring lives, but there's...
Last part.
Well, we do have a podcast about car cleaning, Jay.
This is what our lives have come to.
Oh, well. We kick on. So, I think the most notable thing that's happened recently is Dev, your car had a little incident.
Yeah, it did. I don't really want to talk about it, to be honest.
Well, I mean, you're getting it
quite
back
set in time.
Soon, aren't you?
It's meant to be tomorrow, I think.
Potentially, yes. We'll see how it looks when
the best way to make sure, right, is go to their garage where they're repairing it and just sit at the door, just like just stare.
They love that.
I think they may put the shutters down. That's just my guess.
For anyone that didn't see the post in our group, do you want to give a brief recount, Dev? Before I don't want you to get too upset, like, but.
And also remember, there are some Vauxhall drivers listening, so refrain from all profanity.
What's your profanity?
Okay. I missed most of that because my connection's so bad. But was that? You just wanted to know what happened with my car?
Yeah.
Well, someone drove into it. someone very silly drove into it, driving too fast on a little bit of snow in the morning. Smashed off one car and then ricocheted off that unfortunate car into my even more unfortunate car, which was parked up minding its own business. Undrivable. Had to be towed back from where I was, back to a garage near my home. And yeah, I've not seen it in nearly a week.
Yeah, withdrawal symptoms.
Yes.
What about your new Kia, though, you've got as your...
I am now part of the electric crew. I'm feeling very earthly at the moment. I've drove it like twice because it's quite shameful. No offense to you, honest, but
you look like you're doing a school run.
Yeah. Well, I dropped it back off I dropped it outside on Monday and I only just drove it today again just to go to the shops and that's it again. It won't be getting driven again until I've cut my other car. I don't recommend anyone buying a Kia Niro, by the way. like an auto trader at the moment, but that is an awful car. It drives like an absolute pig.
Great consumer advice here from the Speed 6 podcast.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Well, we are sort of all petrol heads.
Well, you're an electrician, I'm... Richard, so I thought you might be a bit partial to a hybrid.
I should do, really, since I'd get free electric.
Yeah.
I'm sort of trying to enjoy my youth. So at the moment I have a bit of an ASBO car now.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit. I do look like an absolute twat driving through the town. Second gear, about 4,000 revs, throttle on, throttle off, throttle on, throttle off. Just, you know, popping and banging.
Just to scare the elderly residents.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
First thing is, I do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm yet to have anyone on the local discussion page talk about me yet, so I must be doing quite a bad job of it.
Oh, those local discussion pages, honestly, they can be a bit...
Ask Jake. The one from where I live is absolutely hilarious. It's like, when you join a town one, most people are like, where's the best place to get a vegan lunch? Like, with mine, it's just like, right, who didn't pick the fucking dog shit up? I got you on CCTV.
Come on, most common one for your area at the minute is who hasn't had their bins emptied. That's quite a common one for your place at the minute.
It's Fenland, mate. The dust car can't make it through the dirt tracks.
I've abandoned my local one. Terrible. Quite embarrassed, actually. I joined it on like the other day just because I'd never really been a part of these groups. I joined it and then I started tagging my mum in every single post which required some sort of tradesman or service.
any local plumbers and just tag your mum in.
Yeah, I did have about 10 posts and I was banned within the hour.
Yeah, like Jake joined mine in the hope of, like, say if somebody like wanted their car detailed, shall we say, that they obviously like recommend me, sort of thing. But I think there's been one post since he joined, and it was about a year and a half ago. Yeah, on his one, it's just literally like one every other couple of days. Like, who's the best person to get my car valid? And obviously, you get you get about 40 people out of 50 say, oh, the Polish hand car wash opposite the garage is open. That's just
yeah.
And it's just like, that's literally the same in mine. Because I've got like, I think there's 3 hand car washes around me. And the town is literally like a mile long with a bypass all the way around it. So like, you're sort of cocooned in a circle and there's 3 hand car washes and there's no detailers around here. So nobody knows what a detailer is. Like, all they know is like truck wash, sponge, go. So, like, even if I did want to sort of go full time into this sort of thing, it's just not plausible around me.
Well, you'd have no competition, would you?
Yeah, but
no demand either.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd just end up uploading pictures of my own car every week.
Every weekend, I just had this M140i in for a while.
Yeah, so this one's a different colour. Takes a picture in a different light.
Put your green snow foam on it.
Yeah.
Who out of you picked up the Infinity Wax Graphene Wax, the first edition?
Me.
Was it just you, Jake?
Yeah, I got one, didn't I? Mm.
Well, you would do if you get it for free.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to our Graphene podcast, that was one of the most popular. Recommend listening to it, of course. But
make sure you've got about 7 hours spare to listen to Michael waffle on, and then another 4 hours after that to process everything he's just said.
Basically, from what I've seen, I haven't had a chance to try it yet. I know you've tried it, Jake. It's a very good wax, and the labelling and the pot and everything is amazing. Richard, you've got it on your car, haven't you?
Yes, it's currently still going quite strong. It's had 2 washes in about 2 months since it's been on, and it's still, like, obviously minus the areas like the boot and the lower parts of the side of the car.
Oh, the usual, like, kind of.
Yeah, the usual sort of dead spots. Like, the bonnet and the roof are pretty much, they're, like, not as good as the day I applied it, but not far off sort of thing. Mm. And it's still...
It's been about...
How long? Sorry, Jake, your connection went a little bit funny.
It's been about 7-8 weeks since we applied it now, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it was obviously zero prep, and it was already going on top of a dying sealant. So I wasn't expecting it to last any more than 2 months sort of thing. So the fact it's already made it this far on a very poorly prepped car.
Mm, impressive.
And it's not even been maintained well. I honestly reckon if you maintain your car well on a poorly prepped car, it'd last about 5 months, even in the winter.
It's like, because winter's awful, isn't it? Cause you get,
yeah,
like above the arch and stuff, basically just get sandblasted.
Yeah, it's awful. Literally, when I was washing my car on the weekend, you could literally see where the dirt had been on my car. Like, the top of my doors were literally, the wax was still performing really well, yet like you could almost see the identical not marks but outlines where the dirt was on my car.
Mm.
And like that part of it was like a bit dead, and then the rest of my car was like absolutely fine other than the boot. That's kind of expected.
Yeah,
and it doesn't help that it gets blasted around every B road possible.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Dev, you're getting into detailing products, like making them, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I've just decided to.
Rumors are going to.
No, I just decided to use 2 5-litre tubs and just fill them with all the leftover snow foams and then the other one, all the leftover shampoos I had. just because I was trying to make some room because I had so much like half empty like bottles of stuff that I just wanted to make some room for hopefully some new stuff in the next few weeks or months.
But your phone turned out all right, didn't it?
No, the phone did actually turn out right. It's just what I've been using just to get through it again.
Just the shampoo formula.
Yeah, the shampoo went really weird though. It went all like a slush puppy. the mix of them all and then leaving them in a cold garage did not do them any favours.
Not a great combo, no.
And now you've pretty much wasted about 3 litres of shampoo.
Oh, no, I still use it. It just goes in my wheel bucket now. I think when it warms up, it'll be all right. Or if I take it into the Alps. But it's just really slushy at the moment. I'm not sure why.
Is it actually a good shampoo, or was it?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it doesn't seem weird or anything. Like when you use it, it doesn't seem like it's.
Does it smell nice?
Yes, they both do actually. They both smell really good.
Interesting.
It is, yeah.
I've always debated on trying that, like mixing two of my favorite tyre dressings together.
A lot of people do it with QDs, don't they? Like, and I've seen a lot of people doing it with BSD because it's obviously it can be a bit of a faff to apply. So mix it with like one which is easy to apply, and then apparently, well, it can make it pretty good. I've seen a few people doing that with different products.
Mm. Yeah, but the only trouble is, I think unless you're really into the sciencey side of the products and the like materials used, I don't think you actually know what it's doing to the product, sort of thing. Like, right. For all you know, you could be mixing two products together which absolutely eats like clear coat or something, and you just don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna have comments after this episode from chemists or people that think they're chemists. Oh, you shouldn't have done that, or everything. Oh dear.
What do you mean mixing devil's juice with Infinity Watt's rapid detailer isn't a good idea?
I think it's great.
It's only applicable for voxels.
Yeah, we've now got a grudge against all
teams. Well, shit, this car,
which has a wing embedded into another car.
That was the funniest bit. It actually put a smirk on my face, considering my car had just been smashed into with thousands of pounds worth of damage. When the guy pulled out of his car and chucked it towards the woman and her car. Very, very.
Imagine if she claimed against his insurance now.
Dash cam footage.
Pulling a wing out of your car from another car. Absolutely.
Has anybody watched Russian dash cam videos?
Oh, man. What happens in Russia? Jesus.
It's so funny. Like the one where the bloke's going along on a motorbike and it's got the little side trolley thing with a bear in it. It's hilarious.
I've not seen that. I'm going to have to start watching that.
Honestly, Russian dash cam videos are absolutely insane.
Oh, God.
This has been a weird episode so far. What?
It has.
Yeah, but we haven't had a catch-up like this in, like,
what over a month. What was the purpose of this episode, by the way?
Just sort of tell everyone the sort of future plans, what we're planning for this year.
A bit more specific than last episode. It's not just going to repeat your last episode.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, nothing really informative, just kind of a
welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I've got some good plans, though, for future episodes. Mm. We've got some good ideas that we...
He says trying to open the document to see what our ideas are.
I'd like to say that we brainstormed, but actually I'm pretty sure it's Adam that's put most of these together. So
the thing is, we discuss what all plans like in the group chat. We discuss them all the time, but it's literally in one ear out the other.
Yeah. One we have got that I think I'm quite excited for and would be quite good. Testing Halfords products, you know, the sort of sub £10 sort of stuff, your standard five.
What's it called? Demon Shine.
The Tetrasil specials.
Tetrasil, yeah. That company. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
I've got a product in my I think it's a car plan. It's supposedly like a 12-month sealant.
I've got that, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it like 12 months if you apply it every month or something like that?
Yeah, if like 12 months like of the bottle lasting like once a month. Yeah,
that is clever marketing, I like it.
Yeah.
It's very clever. It does last 12 months. The bottle lasts 12 months if you apply it every month.
Yeah. Read the small print.
Very clever.
But no, I think the Halfords one will be good because you get a lot of seen kids, don't you? Just like, so, oh, because it's for sale in Halfords, I don't want it. Mm. And just kind of like the brands that general car people don't know of, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But some of them are all right. I mean, a lot of them are probably not going to be the best, but it'd be good to try them out.
I'd like to actually test like a wide range of the Auto Finesse products because I've only used like a very limited amount.
Hmm.
And from what I have used, it's not actually been that bad.
No, same. I guess most of it's value for money type thing, isn't it?
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, they're sold in Halfords, so it counts as Halfords products.
Just the upper tier.
It's probably some of the best stuff you can get in Halfords, that and Autoglym, to be fair.
Autoglym. There is nothing wrong with Autoglym.
Maguire's. Do they still do Maguire's now?
Yes, I completely forgot about that, actually, now you said that.
It's Maguire's on sale as well. So,
what's that one Autoglym product you were using, Rich? And Jake, you're a massive fan of it. Is it Aquawax?
Yes.
I'm not going wrong with that. Oh, it's honestly heavenly. If you're an absolute idiot and you can't apply wax, you can definitely buy Aquawax. It's like the most idiot-proof product you can ever find to give your car some kind of protection.
Like, Adam, imagine the Auto B 6-month sealant.
Yeah.
Imagine applying that, but instead of just spraying it on and buffing off pretty much like a quick detailer, imagine spraying it on and waiting a minute and then buffing off. That is how easy it is, basically.
Bloody hell.
And it literally offers the protection of a wax, pretty much. And the beading from it is amazing.
Really, really good water behaviour. Obviously, yeah, like, it's not going to last. It doesn't last as long as a hard wax.
You see at least a month from it.
It's usually a good top-up between, you know, between washes and things, you know, just reapply each wash. But for the, you know, I think it's, what, a tenner a bottle sort of thing in Halfords? Or if you, you know, use the Autoglym trade guys that come in the van. I think it's got a different name on the trade van. It's called Express Wax. Exactly the same product. It's just got a different name for trade. I think it's like 35 quid for 5 litres.
Not even that bad price.
No.
When you consider how little you use of it, I've still got a bottle here that I think I bought about a year ago. I've still got about, I've got to say, at least half a tub left.
Yeah, like I think like how I applied it was literally I sprayed it onto a microfiber applicator and sort of applied like you would a liquid wax sort of thing. You literally like obviously apply it over the panel and then vertical and then horizontal. That was literally how I applied it. I applied it to one half of my car, buffed it off, applied to the next half and buffed off like in the same order I applied it. And honestly, the whole process took me half an hour, even though I sort of did it half thoroughly instead of just spraying on wiping over a half evenly. I actually did like try to take a bit of time with it.
Mm.
And the whole process took half an hour. And I showed you the video of where I literally applied it and wiped back and forward twice with a microfiber and it was gone.
Really, it is a really good product. That's definitely one that would be quite a good one for the testing health products.
Yeah, I think we should do it in categories. I think that'd be a good way to do it.
So, yeah, like shampoos and then like fallout removers.
One thing on the topic of, sorry, I know we've just been talking about Autoglym, but we're going back to car plan and that sort of stuff. It's only one I've seen recently. I'm sure it's been around for a bit longer. The in the same bottles as that 12-month sealant thing. The it's like an orangey colour shampoo.
Yeah, I know it's the one you're on about.
In a bottle, I think, and that's something I want to try out just, you know, just for the sake of it, because that 12 months, you know, I say 12 months sealant, like it actually lasts 12 months from one apply. You know the one I'm... That's not a bad product. I know the odd people do say it's shocking just because it's Carpan, but it's actually decent.
We should blind test ourselves.
What I think we should do is say we did like the kind of spray wax type thing. So we all go and buy every single kind of brand of spray wax, and then we don't tell each other until we come on the podcast. We kind of give our feedback live.
That's a good idea.
And just
Or all go and buy a bottle, rebottle it in a completely, you know, plain bottle, and then send them to each other and keep mixing. Get a bit different if we forget
that,
who's...
That completely defeats the point of Devon having a hybrid car now.
Not on that carbon footprint, do you?
Yeah. Absolutely no need for it.
I'm not paying to send stuff out either. Having a laugh.
That'll definitely be a good episode, I think, and it's sort of something we can spread out. It doesn't have to be one whole episode.
No, if we do it like we could even do it as like a mini series, so either just as kind of a subtopic in the episodes, or kind of maybe just a mini episode every other week kind of thing.
Yeah, that'd be something that's quite good.
Yeah,
I've been muted for ages.
Why you were so quiet?
I was talking like, why is everyone ignoring me? What dicks?
And it's an important one you wanted to add to that. But...
No, I don't actually. No, I'm joking. So I've just been having a lot then. I was just trying to say, but I was like, why are they not listening to me? What have I done wrong? Mom! So I was just having a lot then at the minute. They've got, this is Halford, sorry, just for reference. At the minute, they've got the Halfords Award winners car cleaning kit. So their own brand during the green bottles.
Oh yes.
I am going to go and purchase this tomorrow.
I've got my trade card, so I'm going to get a load of stuff.
it's got a car polish, a wash and wax.
Can we not test polishes though? Because that's just pointless.
Yeah.
I'm talking. wet look tyre dressing in like a spray can and an upholstery cleaner for £10.
Jesus, that's not bad, is it?
The bottles must cost more than that.
Only £12.50 anyway, so it's cheap as chips regardless. But
they did one. I think it was like a Black Friday one, like not 2020, 2019. I remember it all over Facebook for a while. The Halfords kit, the green bucket, shampoo, tyre dressing, like a little bundle for a fiver in a bucket.
Jeez, not bad, is it?
They did that at the Weird Maguires at one point. They did like one bucket, Maguires like shampoo, and then like a snow foam and a wash and wax or something along the lines of that. And it was like £25.
Let's do the random stuff like that. But I do remember the £5 bucket thing from about a year ago. So,
but you still use that wash mitt, don't you?
Oh yeah, it goes on every single car.
Oh yeah.
We use the bucket as well. It's only like a 5-litre bucket.
The green one.
Yeah, the green. No, it's a bit more than 5 litres.
That was my wheel bucket for ages. That was. Are you laughing for your dicks?
I'm just the award-winning kit you said about. What award did it actually win though? Do we know?
The Halfords Award.
Best Halfords product.
No, that'd be a good like, because obviously we mentioned last episode that we sort of want to have a day in the bay and do like sort of a video podcast, sort of more like a vlog. And just a summary of our hectic days in the bay.
Yeah, I think that'd be really good. Obviously once we can do it, which hopefully won't be too long.
But hopefully
we're not talking about the current situation. We're not putting a down on everything. It's not happening.
What's the C word?
Yeah. Jake, did you just say that? I'll kick you from the call.
What is it? Not heard of it.
Yeah, they've got turtle wax at Halfords as well, but that's quite expensive.
Yeah, they offer... I was in Halfords the other day and they're doing like a ceramic range, shall we say.
Yeah.
I do really like it though. Because it does look quite good.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of good reviews about it, but the pricing is quite steep.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's like when Meg ceramic spray wax in Halfords is stupidly expensive.
Ridiculous. I looked at that the other day and I was literally like, I swear it's like £7 or £8 cheaper online.
Scene tax.
It literally is.
It's because they know people will buy it though, aren't they? Because not everyone knows of the other websites.
Yeah, it's called health fraud for a reason.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it. Best thing is when Halfords forget to update their system when they've got sales. So if you're desperate for stuff, you've got a discount, and then you can accidentally use your trade card on top.
There's no accident there, is there?
But we're pretending it's an accident just in case Halfords are listening.
So now, has anyone got a GoPro?
No.
I just have to duct tape my phone to my head.
I've got.
I think we should all chip in and get one.
Yeah,
you could do what I did with some, because when I went to New York, I wanted a little like tripod thing. I just ordered off Amazon, and as soon as I got back, I just returned it.
You stingy person!
It's like £50.
That is awful.
To be fair, right, that's what I do with suits. Say if there's an occasion like a wedding or something, I'll buy a suit and then I'll return it after.
Another couple of categories we're thinking of doing is, well, one of them will be detailing Mythbusters. I think that'd be quite good.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
We need to find some myths first.
I'm going to pretend like I've got loads lined up.
I don't.
I'm not going to like panic search for some like the week before, so don't worry about it.
I don't even get it, but whatever. We move.
There's one very, very common on DC, and that's the scrubber.
Don't tell them yet.
We're not going to have it then. We'd have forgotten by it about then.
Right, you've ruined the episode. We're going to
scrap it. Another one that was requested a few times, actually, was getting a bit more into the chemistry of detailing, and I can hear Jake's eyes rolling as I say that.
When you say people wanted to hear that, what you mean is you wanted to talk about
that. Genuinely, check the group. People have asked for it.
I can't. I'm looking now. I can't see any of it. I reckon you're chatting shit just so you can talk about science.
It's just anyone with half an intellectual being about themselves, like. Soon as like a little bit of chemistry comes into it, and like this separates the boys from the men. Basically, it's the difference between the people who actually care about the products they're using on their car and caring about the results they're getting.
Well, you've just alienated everyone in the group now.
Yeah. I'm definitely on the just on the results. So I don't care what's getting stuck on there.
I can. Right, I'm sat in the shed doing this, and I can hear something on the roof, but...
Yeah, it's a squirrel.
I wonder what that tapping noise was.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I wonder what it was.
I really don't know. It could be the cat.
It's a dog.
A dog on the shed roof.
Like a horse.
A dancing dog.
I don't think it's raining.
It is who?
Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, it's raining. There we go. Anyway, another thing that was actually requested, I can't remember who actually asked for it, having a little mini episode dedicated to explaining a certain product category. Not like we did with graphene, because I don't want to get into it too much, but kind of like shampoos explained or whatever, and what sort of properties you can get from different ones. Basically like an Andreas post, but in audio form.
An audiobook of Andreas's post.
Read one of his comments out and like.
It would just take about 45 minutes to do that though, so it'd be perfect.
I'll tell you a good product you could do that with, those tire dressings.
Yes, because you can get different finishes, different durabilities, different application methods, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the sort of stuff what will interest me is the tire dressing side of things.
Yeah, now I said it, shampoo because sounds a bit boring.
Because I sort of go through phases of like liking different products, and at the minute I'm into my tire dressings, even though it's winter and you don't get a tire dressing will last much more than 2 weeks.
No, there's no point.
It's just like at the minute I'm just like really focused on tire dressings, like just trying to get as many as possible.
Mm.
What a weird time to start getting into tie dressings. But
watching the summer, it'll be like protection, which is like, what?
De-ices.
Yeah. Yeah. Screen wash.
Oh, that's reminding me of running out of screen wash.
Oh, I would have some, but I kindly donated some.
Don't buy the car came on for the winter. Terrible.
Would like to try and sell you some, but unfortunately I have no stock of it.
I'm going
to
put...
can get any.
I'll just put some auto foam in the washer bowl.
Oh, could you imagine the smearing?
Mate, it'll block up instantly.
Nah, just put some devil's juice through it. It works really well.
Oh, Christ.
To be fair, I did actually put like a litre of Mad Cow Potent Pink in there.
I didn't.
So you put loads of water into your reservoir?
Yeah, basically. Just
what is the news? How was it?
It performs like water. It smells like
water.
Stagnant water. It's no, like, you know when you step in like on a like a bin bag or spin there for a while.
Not bin juice, man. Not bin juice.
No, not bin juice, but like the water on top of the bin bag. So it's like got that minging stale smell. It's a bit like that. That's literally all. Every time we use it, because like the roads are absolutely terrible around me, that literally I go through, I think I have to refill the washer fluid like every 4 or 5 days, like a working week sort of thing.
Jesus.
And every time I just have to, like, I stick something in there, whether it be literally like 10 mil of vape.
We don't know.
My wing wham. No, sometimes I just put like 5-10 mil of APC just to give it a bit of cleaning power, because water is actually useless as a screen wash.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads are filthy around me, so it's got to have some sort of cleaning power. So I put a whole litre of Potent Pink in there, and honestly, it does nothing.
Yeah, because it's just water.
Imagine my shock.
We've also got loads of guests lined up, haven't we? I'm sure you're...
Yes.
A few of them know that we've got them lined up.
Yeah, majority of them don't, and we're in the process. We talk to each other about it and say how we'd like them on, but they don't know that yet.
No, we have had a few people get in touch and say they want to come on. And we're planning as we go. So
how is that?
It's sort of whoever's appear, like, say if we're like the in thing at the moment is like a certain type of product, it's obviously good to get somebody on the show who offers that sort of product.
Oh yeah.
Rather than, so it's sort of like time, it's sort of time revolving, like what's the current trends and stuff like that. Obviously Michael's the perfect time to get him on when he's releasing his graphene products. So
well, I think the trend at the minute is starting up a business, isn't it, after you've washed your dad's car.
don't
let's not go down that rabbit hole.
No, because Jake will not shut up.
Oh, there's loads around me doing that.
Oh, they're just setting up a new business and they're offering washes for £4. Like, how can you even make profit out of that? Oh, by the time you pay your insurances, your water... I don't think a 12-year-old has insurance, Jake.
Oh, God, is that guy still on DC? I forgot about him.
Has he asked any questions lately?
Oh, I forgot about him.
He doesn't answer the question. He asks more questions in the comments and he just doesn't answer. I don't know. Very strange. Anyway.
Oh, how bizarre.
God's sake.
Christ almighty.
Community involvement is a
yeah,
thing
so
we wanna...
so we're doing celebrity meet, like
meet that's ups, not what maybe. I'm...
Like, you know what they used to do at WH Smith with some celebrities, like Peter Andre, who just released a book? That's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Except we'll set up shop outside Greg's.
One lucky visitor will get a free vegan sausage roll.
Why offer a vegan sausage roll?
They're actually quite nice.
Have you not had the sausage, bean and cheese melts out of there?
I don't think I have, actually.
Absolutely fabulous.
Fabulous.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Yeah, but by community involvement, I don't mean we're going to do a bidding war on a signed sticker. What I mean is we're going to try and ask questions and stuff and then answer them in the podcast, that kind of thing.
Q&As.
Yeah, that's probably a better way of saying it, isn't it? But
yeah, what was that?
That sort of thing. I wonder if we could try out doing like audio messages, like they leave an audio message, we answer it like that.
You could do. I think if you WhatsApp them, screen recorded on your phone, and it sort of work.
I'll figure out a way of doing it.
Podcast getting all edgy.
But then again, some people don't like talking or the sound of their voice sort of thing.
Yeah, but of course, have the option though, wouldn't it? So
yeah,
I don't know. We'll give it some more thought. But yeah, community involvement's definitely something we want to build.
Because after all, we are a community-based group, and without them, we would be nothing.
Cringy but true.
We are nothing.
What'd you say, Dev?
We are nothing.
Jesus.
Sorry. Sorry for lowering the tone, guys.
Things okay at home, mate?
Brilliant. I've been off work for nearly 5 weeks now. This is amazing.
How bizarre.
This is the best day of my life.
Aww.
Well, it looks like I might be off work soon, seeing as Nicola Sturgeon has introduced no working, well, no tradesmen around people's houses, so it's not going to be long before the old Big B follows.
That's Queen B.
Queen B.
Let's not get into can details work during lockdown, because that's been asked a lot on the groups, hasn't it?
Is there actually an answer for that?
No, there isn't, apparently. It depends where you are, apparently.
It does.
It's ridiculous.
But it depends if you're a valet or a detailer as well. That is very important.
Or a vehicle appearance specialist. That's, yeah. Completely different things.
Apparently so.
But, it does stress me out sometimes when people ask how to run their business on a detailing group. But anyway.
Should I use tar and glue remover before I ceramic coat a car?
No. If you've never noticed, the tar and glue remover actually gives you beads, so that's just perfect protection.
And rinse sealant that.
Yeah. Or just polish the car and don't buff the polish residue off. Sorted. Bit smeary, like, but
how bizarre!
How bizarre.
Anyway, moving on from that before we go into a whole tangent.
Yeah. Bloody hell, we're on like 40 minutes already. Jesus, we waffle, don't we?
Yes. Oh, one thing I do want to speak about.
Oh, God.
Right. Here we go.
Oh, no.
The new merch coming.
Oh.
You fucking idiot.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Apparently that was Jake's beer. I'm
going to ask for a drum roll and everything.
Fuck your chicken strips.
You great looking slut. No, well, I personally have already, as I'm a former, well, not a former member, current member of the Speed Six.
So you want to tell us?
Are you leaving for a different podcast?
The Slow Seven.
None of them are as good as us, though.
Ooh. I don't big yourself up.
Whoa. Yes. I was talking about my Speed 6 sticker.
Sticker.
So, you got
It's currently slapped on my bucket.
You got your Speed 6 sticker slapped on your bucket?
I have indeed. She's thick with two C's.
Dev, you would have yours, but I forgot. And Jake would have his if he didn't give it away in our raffle.
Why would you give that away?
Yeah, that's more the question.
What's wrong with you?
Because do you want to know the exact reason?
Go on.
I didn't actually take any contents of Adam's box out. I literally just put all my stuff on top and posted it.
Wow.
Didn't even stop check.
Wow. It shows your efforts.
Wow. So what about it been leaked? It would have then been your problem.
Liability transfer.
Shit on it.
You are a dare brain.
Send an invoice directly to the dealer.
But yeah, I'm sure a good amount of you will be aware of the new sticker coming soon. No, Jake is.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful. It has my face on it.
But yeah, we're doing like a range of stickers in that style, one for each of us. And then we're also going to do The first person to get them all and sends in a picture will win a little prize. And we're also working on a few other little merch bits as well.
We've also been... Adam, have we told Devon Rich about this yet? The other thing?
No, I haven't.
Not told them? Oh, guys, we are so sorry. So, Adam, do we want to give a little insight here, or do we want to just keep this for the group chat?
I haven't really bothered.
Okay.
It's going to be good now. You put a lot of build-up to it.
Yeah, so can we have a drum roll, please?
No.
No, you're right.
Jake's getting his nipples pierced.
Your picture later. So the past few days, me and Adam have been discussing it invigoratingly. About 6 car shampoo. The colours of obviously our logo, you know, the orange yellowy colour.
Orange.
Basically, we've bought an entire factory, so nothing's going to be white labelled whatsoever.
We'll be doing the white labelling, actually.
We're going to be supplying thousands of brands from across the globe. We bought a factory and everything to make this product in.
All of your listeners contribute towards this. We're now multi-millionaires with yachts.
Yeah, with our thousands of sponsors we have.
Definitely not Kia.
Have that much budget for this podcast that Dev had to raid his shed for some of the bride.
Oh, that can be Dev's one. It could be Dev in his Kia. Plugging it. No, Dev can be plugging his Kia into
the room. Oh, man. The Kia's gone tomorrow. Shut up about it. Sick of that Kia. I even changed my Instagram name to accommodate for the Kia. I bet no one spotted that, did they?
Did you get any followers from that?
I got unfollowers.
From what?
Greenpeace party.
I didn't change my account name. I just changed my thingy. Just in case someone else called DJ Cooper 300 might have wanted my name.
Or somebody wanted to get a fucking Cooper. Not Cooper, Kia.
Well, the Kia is a sought-after car. Yeah.
Sure is.
Going back to the shampoo, we've got most of it planned. Just Adam needs to pull his finger out and design some labels.
This is complete news to me. This is amazing.
And I just realised, I don't know if we've actually discussed it all together.
Well, we haven't.
So what are you doing? Mixing all of the products you've received for free into one and hope it makes that colour?
What Dev doesn't realise is that the shampoo he mixed up in his shed is actually what
I was going to say. Do you need a chemist? This took me by surprise, and I'm being sincere for once.
No, we weren't sure whether to do it or not, and we've realised it's probably something that's going to be quite cool. We limited a limited amount. All bottles will also be numbered. That's one thing that can...
It's like a hacking fallout remover. Question, why have you actually not involved us in this?
How did it come about, Adam? I think it was after our...
It was just spontaneous. You physically went out of your way to message Adam about a shampoo and not inform us.
No, it's because we were discussing that sort of thing before for like a kind of the Motor Spa XASD type thing.
Talking about using the podcast to whore your products out. Fuck you guys.
All profits reinvested into the podcast. Okay.
I'm £550 microphones.
I'm using my Turtle Beach headset now. I've well and truly moved up in the world.
Upgrades.
I know. Yeah. If people hadn't noticed, my voice should sound clearer.
Definitely.
Hear the northernness.
More northern for any sexy northerners. Yeah. I'm now using my laptop, which I've borrowed, and my Xbox headset, so pretty
advanced.
Pretty big time, to be
honest. There we go. Pro podcasters.
Big time sort of guy.
Watch the sponsorships flood in.
You silly boy. Should we do this giveaway then?
Yeah, let's do this giveaway.
Right. So if we just give a recap of what's in the giveaway. courtesy of Jake at the Motor Spa. 500 millilitres of Detail Freaks Santa Sauce Quick Detailer.
Ooh, I like that product. It's nice.
We've also got 500 millilitres of Shiny Garage De-Icer.
I wonder who provided that.
I stopped Shiny Garage.
Tim already said who supplied it. Come on, you should have been listening.
I stuck Shiny Garage.
One of the very cute little Motor Spa key rings.
I wonder who that's from.
No one wants that shit. Sorry.
Okay. And then Dev supplied 4 microfibers.
Peasant.
Okay. Hold on. You haven't finished yet.
No, that was it.
Hey!
And 500 millilitres of Car Chem tyre and trim dress.
And a £5 gift voucher for HMV.
But you can only spend it on the 29th of February.
And then Rich's contribution was 500 mil of Autoglam screenshot.
Something different, something tasty. Can we also read out the scent of it?
I don't know what the scent is.
It's lemon.
Is it? So you said tasty, but we just need to say don't drink it. And then you've also thrown in a couple of applicators, haven't you?
Yes, I have. They're actually really good.
Mm. So you can apply your screen wash to your windscreen.
Yeah. Work it
manually
in and buff
by,
it off.
By hand.
That's such a cute giveaway. Can you announce the winner, please?
So, 84 entries. I've got a random number generator up here. You have to take my word for it. Right.
Oh, the winner is Devin Hughes.
How bizarre.
The winning number, the number is 50.
Okay.
And number 50...
It's not Adam Gill.
It's Dan Muddle.
Oh, you jammy little bastard. Like he ain't got enough products.
Dan Muddle.
Horseback.
You're returning stock to him. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and he's just going to sell it on to some poor little boy.
He's had your pal out there. I know. I'll
end up buying it back off him for stock. It's going to have done a full length of the country, that bottle.
What a series of unfortunate events.
Adam Gill's graphene wax.
How bizarre. That is actually brilliant.
Congratulations, Dan.
Yeah, congratulations. He is a nice guy, so if it was anyone...
Them freebies. Sorry, I had the symptoms.
Brilliant.
You're a silly boy.
Yeah. Well done, Dan. I'll get that sent out to you. I'll make contact.
Don't make contact.
Oh, come on.
We're in lockdown, mate.
Right, that's it for this episode. Not the most informative, but just something to listen to, isn't it?
Something light-hearted during these unprecedented times.
If you say unprecedented times one more time. Jesus.
I actually hate you. I didn't even know that was a word until this year.
I don't know how to spell it, but I can say it.
Child.
See you all next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Dev.
Yeah, thanks, Dev, for the enthusiasm at the end.
He's so gone. He's gone. He's on COD already. He's gone. Or he's muted himself.
I'm muting my mic again.
What you fucking did.
All you got to do is say bye. That's it.
Adios, amigos.